Hello, my name is Daniel Handler.
My name is David Levin.
This is the Talk About Money. Welcome to Episode 3, our Halloween special, The Spooky Conspiracy About BlackRock and Vanguard.
Take it away, Daniel.
So BlackRock and Vanguard are these huge investment firms that are worth trillions of dollars. They are invested into the biggest companies in the world and have a majority share of hundreds of big companies and have a major influence on these companies and likely on our daily spending lives. They have huge power, and really they have a lot of power in these companies, but they don't have, like, they're part of deciding factors, but they don't have complete control, because they're majority owners, but there's other majority owners in these companies. So it's a misconception that they actually have complete power, but they just have a large power. Now, David, let's take a look at some of the data involved with these companies.
All right, thank you, Daniel. So the way that these giant corporations work is they're structured in a way called top-down control structures. So in a major corporation, you have the board of directors, which are elected shareholders of a specific company. And these are the ones that control the company. CEO, CFO, COO, all these guys. They pass it down to, like, senior management, who passes it down to lower management, and just that's how orders flow, and like a pyramid structure. But then you have the company ownership top-down control structure. And this is when you have companies that are major shareholders of smaller companies that have a larger influence over them, and they control these companies, which in turn, you know, control other companies. So it's a pyramid within a pyramid. And it exists in every single corporate structure. That's just how corporations work. The second thing about these giant corporations is obviously the money. But they don't actually own a lot of money. Like, give me a billionaire.
Elon Musk. Yeah.
Elon Musk does not have $200 billion of cash sitting in a vault underneath his house, yeah. Right?
It's just if he sold those companies.
It's just what he's worth. All of his stocks, all of his cars, all of his houses, all of his companies.
Everything he had.
He would be worth around like $212 billion.
That's about how much money he get. But realistically, he would not actually get that money.
So it's the same thing with these companies. They prefer to control money instead of actually having money. Because by controlling money, you essentially already own it. The third thing about these giant corporations is the fact that influence can be purchased. And you do that through a funny place called the New York Stock Exchange. They become the major shareholder in these companies, and they have the largest influence. Let's go over into food and beverage. There are, 11 major companies that own the food and beverage industry. This is General Mills, ABF, Kellogg's, Mars, Nestle, Coke, PepsiCo, Uniform, Kraft Heinz, Motherlands, and Danone. These 11 companies own the most
Associated British
businesses.
Foods,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, some of them are British. But like, PepsiCo owns Pepsi, but then they also own like 7-Up and Mountain Dew. So that's like under that one large corporation that it's owned.
Yeah, these few large corporations.
And these large
corporations.
Yeah, exactly. And these large corporations are owned by either Vanguard or BlackRock.
So it's just, it goes down, you know, it starts off Vanguard and BlackRock, then it goes to these huge companies. You know, most people think that nobody owns these. Like, well, there's people who own these companies, not another parent company. But there's parent companies that own these large companies that's even larger than them. And they go smaller and smaller.
Let's take a look at the shareholders of Coke, for example. The number one shareholder of Coca-Cola owns 122,530,511 shares, which is 8.73%, which is 16,982,728,824. And that is Vanguard, then BlackRock, and then State Street Corporation. These three main companies own every major corporation in the entire world: Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Let's take a look at Apple, for example. The top three, Vanguard, BlackRock, Berkshire Hathaway, and State Street Corporation. So the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, should you know him, Warren Buffett, so he's always been making these large purchases of these small companies. They just recently bought that one tech company, and it skyrocketed their share value. And it's just they like Microsoft, for example, right? Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street Corporation. It's just all of these major companies that you think are owned by these by their shareholders. They're not. They're owned by Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street Corporation. Amazon, same thing. And that's just, it's a repeat pattern of everything.
These Vanguard and BlackRock, I mean, they probably have agreements with each other, and you know, they have relations, of course. So multiple big investors in a company have even more influence on that company. So if they're both invested in Coca-Cola, that means they have double the influence on big decisions in that company.
Exactly. It's the same thing how media works as well. You have the main person, you don't know who they is, but they pull the strings of Fox News, OAN, CNN, and they tell these companies what news they should report. Because, you know, they only have a limited time of how much news they can report. So they choose five main articles, and they report on these. And this will sway the attention of the actual the media viewers. And that's how they can essentially control what it works. This is what happens with the presidents as well. A new president gets elected, and he says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And what happens is these certain guys in black suits show up at the door, and they say, you're going to do it like this, because this is how we've been doing it for the last century. And that's just how it works. There's a lot of conspiracies running around with these major corporations, because you have just so much money you control. You literally control the world. Because the world is built on the economy, and a lot of people don't know that. If you control the economy, you control the country. Venezuela, extremely poor, it's a bad place to live. But if someone were to go in there and fix the economy, now you have a flourishing and prosperous nation, and it can change everything.
And the person who does that, well, of course you need a lot of money to do that, but also you gain loads and loads of power. Because if you completely create a new economy or fix one, of course, you yourself is going to have loads and loads of money, and with that money, you have power. You can get assets, and assets are power, assets are money. It's all connected.
There's an elite 1% in the world that we know of. Elon, Bezos, all these funny guys, Gates. But then there's an elite 0.1%. No one knows they exist, but they're there. Here's an example. One was found out. Jacob Rothschild. His family is worth $4 trillion because he owns all these investment banks. He owns the media. He owns all the oil in the world. He owns... his family financed both sides of every war since Napoleon. He's just... it's insane how much money these families, they control. They don't own money. It's just the amount of influence they have in the financial world, it's just insane.
They're sitting behind a wall, you know.
The curtain, right.
They're not in the media, but they're watching.
They're the ones that control the media.
Yeah.
It's that the elite few, no one knows they exist because they just have so much money. They're just worth so much. They can essentially control the world. Now, we don't know this for sure, but the fact that we don't know this for sure always leaves the possibility. The Illuminati, for example, they supposedly died out, But if they don't exist, that means they're either doing a very good job or they actually don't exist. But we don't know for sure.
Yeah. Now, hopefully this episode has gotten you thinking.
Hopefully the Matrix isn't real either.
This episode probably got you thinking about the world, about money, about control and power. But that's really all we have to say.
If you control the money, you control the world. That's basically the pattern that's been showing.
That's what we were here to talk about today.
Thanks for listening, and we will...
Yeah, my name's Daniel.
And my name's David.
See you later.
See you later.